Diary of Charles F. Watrous. The Black Notebook, beginning September 26th of 1917. The inside of the cover, written in parallel to Short Edge, 132 Company C, 102nd MGB, Machine Gun Battalion, Metcalf. Written parallel to Long Edge, Charles Watrous, 129 Charles Watrous. On the inside cover page, Charles F. Watrous, LO.7, 102nd United States Infantry, home address, New Haven Avenue, Milford, Connecticut, RTD number 1. The first, Louise Steiner, 49 Jackson Street, Arsenia, Connecticut. The second, Estelle Parker, Center Troub, Connecticut. Miss Hilda Spargo, 706 George Street, New Haven. Lillian Pratt, Deep River, Connecticut. Mrs. James Brown, 70 DeForest Avenue, Bridgeport, Connecticut. And the third entry, Pearl Edwards, Chester, Connecticut. Leon Dickinson, Deep River, Connecticut. In case of accident, please notify Mrs. A.F. Watrous, New Haven Avenue, Milford, Connecticut, or Mrs. James E. Brown, 70 DeForest Avenue in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
September 26, 1917. Early Saturday morning reached Fort Totten. I left New Haven September 22nd, Saturday morning at 5 o'clock. I reached New York at 7 o'clock. I boarded the steamer Grand Rapids at about 8 o'clock and lay at the dock until 2 in the afternoon. Then started for New York and boarded the transport at 6 o'clock. Pulled away from the dock about 8:30 and went out about 25 miles and turned back. We lay in the New York harbor until 12 o'clock Sunday night and started again. We steamed along fine until Monday at 7 o'clock when the engine stopped, and then the wind commenced to blow and quit a heavy sea. We drifted all that night and up to 11 o'clock Tuesday morning when the engines were started again and we headed back for New York. We drifted about 100 miles off our course, and as the other boats that we were with kept on going, the captain thought it best not to try and go alone. The quarters were simply rotten on the Lenape. We were in the first hold and most of the boys were sick. The mess room was also rotten, as the whole ship was in back. She was never made for a sea ship. I wasn't sick at all. I stayed on deck all the time. I was either on guard or on watch all the time. We got back to New York at 11 o'clock Wednesday noon. I stayed on the old ship until 4 in the afternoon, and then the Grand Republic brought us up to Fort Totten in Long Island. We reached here about 8 o'clock. I guess I was too tired and sick to look at my watch. I haven't felt good any of the time that we've been here yet. Fort Totten is a fine place. I'd like to stay here all the time, that is, if we could live in the barracks. It's very clean and cool here in the summer. It's a nice place to go swimming and also has some nice shower baths. Last night was the first time that I had been off the company sheet since we came down to the canteen. I ate a ham sandwich and was sick again all night. Never again. I've wandered around a little bit today. There's some very nice houses here for the officers. They all wear swords while on duty at this place, and our officers look funny with them. This Saturday, and not much going on. I'm writing this down under a tree by the water. I mailed some postals this morning, and my feet and legs are sore, but I think it'll pass. The fellows are all eating mess, but they don't feel hungry. September 30th, Sunday. The day has been rather long. I got up at 7 o'clock, and it rained this morning. I wrote some letters home and went to the movies tonight, and heard a man talk about the Civil War pictures. We saw a good show given by all the famous actors from New York this afternoon. I'm going to go have a smoke and go to bed. October 1st. I've been on police day and was down to the reading room most of the day. Popiel came down this morning and is going to join us for good tomorrow. I purchased a new pipe and it goes good. I'm going to go to the movies tonight. There's some reading room they have here that reminded me of the store's library, and there's some nice movies down there, but I didn't feel like drilling anyway. October 2nd. Just a few lines and wasn't drilling this morning, but there was lots of excitement as Kendall came back and they made him run the gauntlet. Lots of talk. I hung around all afternoon and read. There's no drilling for anybody. I watched the parade, and it was very good. The company are just about as big as one of our battalions. I went down to the canteen, and I'm going to go to bed early. October 3rd. Didn't drill again today. I just hung around this morning and read. This afternoon, I got a letter from Hilden. She thought it was funny that the letter came from Ansonia. Had beans for supper. Guess that I will go to Redours or write some letters. Maybe I'm feeling better than I had been. I bet Corporal Haberman a dollar we wouldn't be mustered. I'm going to be of service 1 year from today. October 4th. Everything is going on the same. Not much going around today. I'm going to go on guard tonight. I got our cots today, and I've got to sleep on the ground tonight. October 5th. Was on guard duty all day today. And I had a good time last night as well. They gave us cocoa last night, and it was good. One of the companies of the artillery left last night for Fort Wright. I guess more will leave soon. I went to New York with Lieutenant McGranier and another fellow. Had some good time over there. Got back around 12:55. Had a big feed in a German restaurant, and it sure was good. October 6th. I laid around all day and didn't feel good. I guess New York is just too much for me. But I'm going to try it again sometime when I have more money. I slept most all day, and just woke up long enough for the inspections and then went back to sleep. Got a couple of papers from Hilda. I heard we are to be here for a couple of months now. Anyway, I hope so. Maybe all this winter, and when I go in the barracks, it's cold. October 7th. I was sick last night, but feel good today. The sun is warm. I'm going to go through some letters today. I've written 5 letters and just finished the last one. Had some good homemade cake today and read a little Morgan. I had company this afternoon and they had candy cigarettes and other stuff. I went down to reading for a little while. But tonight I guess I'll go to bed. October 8th. I was on kitchen police today. I ate more today than I have before in 2 weeks. I got out of guard by being on kitchen police. I hear we're going to leave here soon, and I hope we don't go to the Lenape. That's all. October 9th. It's rained all day, and we've only drilled about 1.5 hours today. I lay in the tent all rolled up in our blankets to keep warm. Rico is raising hell with Corporal Hepburn. Had 2 good meals today, and I ate some good cake, and ate one of them jars of jelly that Mother gave me before we left for Yale Field. We're going to stay here for a while, I guess. And I guess that we're going to stay in the tents. Going to have stoves for our tents, but I guess that we'll just have to have a new tent for our squad. I hope we get paid tomorrow, and then, oh boy. For a good time, if I get a pass and go into New York, I will sure have some feed. October 10th. We got paid this morning, and I think there'll be more than 1 pint of booze in camp tonight. Captain drilled us this afternoon for a solid hour. I was down to the canteen tonight. I wrote a couple of letters, and I'm going to go to bed. October 11th. We drill this morning, and I heard a British naval officer talk this afternoon. The infantry had played a football game with the artillery and trounced them. I won a bet on the points. I wrote a letter to Mother, and I'm going to go to bed. October 12th. On detail all day and have been working like the devil. We carted enough supplies to last 10 days, and we had to get wood enough to last until Monday. Just got through when it started to rain, and it sure rained. Wrote some letters, one to Hilda, and then also to Helen. October 13th. Had a good day yesterday. We didn't do much all day except hang around. Cal Bailey was here to see me in the afternoon. We went walking around, and in the evening we went to the pictures and had a good time. I went to bed early. Hobart and Charlie Morgan went home to Jack's wedding. I wish that I could have gone with them. October 14th. Had a good time this morning. I bought a $100 Liberty loan bond this morning. There's been a lot of company here. Had some good food and cake, and it was homemade. I've had lots to eat. And a bunch went to college. I went to play football and got beat. I wrote 1 letter to Hilda and 1 to Mother. October 15th. We're still here and not packing up as we expected to. We went on a hike today and then had a battalion parade. The company has subscribed for $2,350 worth of Liberty Loan bonds. I have a headache tonight, so I don't feel good. I'm going to go to bed early. The fellows are writing letters. I bought a shirt for a dollar tonight from a fellow in the artillery from Texas. October 16th. I've written 5 letters today and was out on detail. I didn't have to do a thing, so I went to the fore tent and wrote letters. I got 5 today and answered all but one. I wrote to Ma also. We also had a fine drill tonight, but I lost my cot, so I'm sleeping on the ground again. I must get to bed. October 17th. Drilled like the dickens this morning. And when we came in, I washed some clothes and also a pair of leggings. I'm going to write some letters by and by unless we get a pass. I had a nice bath tonight. It was nice and hot, and I stayed in it quite a while. It was fine. October 18th. Drilled all day like the dickens. Captain drilled us in the morning. I got a letter from Hilda. She also sent me some papers. I'm going to have a pastime, and I've been to New York and had a good time when we went to the Broadway Theater, Grand Central, and the Penn Stations. I had a good feed and walked around and saw the sights. Got Hilda's pictures today. October 19th. Haven't drilled much today. Was on a carpenter's job. Morgan was mad. Corporal got a cake from Sis, a letter from Mother, a letter from Hilda, and one from Pearl. I've answered them all. I'll turn in as it's getting cold laying on the outside of my blankets. I'm going to bed sick tonight. October 20th. It rained this morning, and we lay abed until late. Lent Frey $5. Got a letter from Hilda. Went on a hike to Whetstone and went over to see Chester Bailey. Had a good time. I have a letter half written to the kid. Got a couple of service pins, and I'm going to bed. October 21st. It was a very nice day, although the wind blew. Cal was down. I saw him and his folks first. Sylvia came about 1:15. She brought me some jelly from home, some cigarettes, and tobacco. Cal brought some from Mrs. Putney. Sylvia stayed until about 4:30, and then she went back. Jim had to go back. We had a good dinner today. It was pork and mashed potatoes. I sent Sandy $5 and wrote a letter to Hilda. We had a fine fire in the tent. It was nice and warm. October 22nd. We didn't drill very hard today. The reports are we're going to have to move very soon. I got another jar of jelly from home and had some cake. We had a good feed at the canteen. The weather's been nice, and it's warmer than last night. We had a fire going in the tent. I've written to Mother and Hilda tonight. Guess I'll go to bed and get a good night's sleep. I also got a letter from Hilda. October 23rd. We drilled very little today. I guess Captain was feeling good about something because he didn't do very much. I was over to see Chet Riley tonight as well. October 24th. I trained all day. Our tent blew down this morning and everything got soaked. Was down to the canteen most of the afternoon. I'm on guard tonight, first relief. I got it easy. October 25th. I had it easy today. We had to pack our barracks bags and take them up for retreat. We were given socks and wristlets from the Red Cross. We had our bed sacks taken away today. I'm now going to go to bed. October 26th. We are all packed up and ready to go. We're going to have to sleep a little tonight. We have a big pile of wood to bring up. So we will all stay awake and eat and sing. Had field inspection this afternoon. We have bread and cakes and candy. I wrote a letter to Ma, Sis, and Hilda. October 27th. We got up at 3 o'clock and had breakfast. We got started from the fort at 6:30 and reached New York at about 10 o'clock. And we came aboard the ship Adriatic. This is a really great place. Nice staterooms and a nice mess hall. We feel like regular guys. The berths are fine and have good feeds since we've left New York at 3 o'clock. We're outside now on our second try to go across. I have a nice room to smoke at night. Onward. October 28th, Sunday. It was raining when I went on deck. I had a good breakfast, and we're going along good at 9:55 a.m. We've had a very nice day. All are feeling fine, and had been playing cards up until 12 o'clock. I was out on the deck for a while this evening. The sea was grand as the waves and the moon went through them, and it looked like spun silver. It's nice and warm. October 29th, Monday. Reached Halifax at about 10 p.m. and anchored in the harbor. It's very pretty. The hills all around are wooded, with what looks to be cedar from the boat. There is two subnets in the harbor and a big whale oil refinery on the other side of the harbor from the Lily. I played cards some and went to look over the decks as far as I could. I'm now going to go to bed. October 30th, Tuesday, Halifax Harbor. We're still in the harbor. I think we're going to be leaving tomorrow. We had two drills today, and they went along very well. Halifax is very pretty. Everything lights up at night. This is the place where the poem Evangeline was written about. I lost $2 today. October 31st, we're at sea. We left the harbor at about 3:45, and there's about 7 or 8 other transports beside our boat, as well as the battle cruisers and the destroyers. I think there are 2 or 3 of the U.S. ships with us besides the British. The country along the harbor is beautiful. All the wooden slopes are covered with pine until you get down to the edge of the water where the workers are. November 1st, Thursday. At sea, the water is very calm. The ships are all sailing in a line. We are sailing in a zigzag course south in order to reach our convoy either tonight or tomorrow. I passed a deep-sea fishing boat this morning and have been reading a lot. Today I'm not sick. I hope I won't be. I played cards a little bit today. November 2nd, Friday, we're at sea. The rudder broke today, and we almost bumped another boat. They've fixed it all. A sub was sighted, but it proved to be no harm. I've lost playing cards tonight. A bunch was singing tonight, and I'm going to turn in thinking of the folks at home. November 3rd, Saturday, still at sea. It's rained all day, and I was out on deck for 2 hours this morning. I lost 50 cents at cards today. Was in the dining room listening to the singer for a while today, while playing poker with a surgeon and a couple of others. I've been dreaming of Hilda today. November 4th, Sunday. I've been on deck for a couple of hours. Dinner is almost ready. We have to set our watches ahead every day for 30 to 48 minutes. Depends upon the speed of the vessel. They had a barrel out last night so that the ship in back of us wouldn't run into us. It's a little rough right now. I saw a ship this morning going back to America. It was a long way off. It's now 8:15 and I'm ready for bed. It's still a little rough. There's going to be a sea funeral tonight. One of the ship's crew is dead. We had chicken for dinner this noon and I've been dreaming of Hilda all day. I wish I was in New Haven tonight with her and could go see her and the folks at home. I wonder what they're doing at this time. Degroff and I have been arguing about the president. November 5th, Monday at sea. It's been quite rough this morning and last night, too. We're just about halfway across, and by tomorrow night, we will be in the war zone proper. We'll probably go like hell after that. I'm sitting in the dining room listening and smoking and dreaming of the girl I left behind. I wonder what she's doing tonight in the City of Elms. And I also wonder about mother, sister, dad, and the boys. November 6th, Tuesday at sea. It's been rougher than hell. All morning, the old ship rocks like a cradle. They've put the racks on the tables for the first time in a long while. If it keeps up like this, there's no danger of the subs. One of the ships is missing this morning. I can only see 7, and there should be 8 all told. I have been this evening talking with and telling stories of our hunting trips. I made him promise that if we ever get home, I'll go hunting for a couple weeks in his town. It's still rough, and the old girl rolls. I guess I'll go to sleep now. November 7th, Wednesday at sea. We've been on deck all day today with our life belts on, and it's been very uncomfortable. We had a boat drill this morning. The sea is a great deal calmer than it was yesterday, however. It started to rain about 4 o'clock this afternoon. I guess that it's still at it. It's getting real rough and the wind is blowing hard. I've been in the dining room. I'm going to go to bed and think of Hilda. November 8th, Thursday at sea. This is written Friday morning at 1:20. We played cards all the evening. Most was in the headquarters room to see Bailey for a while. I stayed on deck all day. and slept some and read some. I finished the last of the jelly from home on some bread about 11:30, and it was sure good. I guess that by the light of day we'll be able to see land, and I'll sure be glad. I'm tired of the boat. I must get some sleep. November 9th, Friday, in the Irish Sea. We reached the Irish Sea this morning, and also our escort, and it sure did seem good to see land once more. I saw a wave come aboard this morning, like those you read about. It came over the rail in a sheet, and the sub-chasers sure did roll some, and pitch as well. One would stick her nose into one of the big waves, and when she came out, you could see the bottom half. And then she would go off that wave down into the trough, and another one of those big devils would hide her, all but the wireless poles. They gave us traveling rations today. A small can of corn willy, a loaf of bread, an apple, and a piece of orange. I'm on guard duty tonight on the hurricane deck, and the wind blows like the dickens up there. I'm going to go up again at about 12 o'clock. I think we'll reach Liverpool before daylight, but I'm not sure. I didn't know that the island was so long. They're getting lunch ready for us at 11 o'clock. I'm going to write a letter home tomorrow if I have any luck. November 10th, Saturday. We arrived in Liverpool at 9 o'clock. The city is a very funny side of New York. The houses are all the same, but it looks very clean and picturesque. We got on the train at 2:30 and started for Southampton. The trains are very much different from ours. The cars have three compartments, and they hold eight in each compartment. The engines are like our donkey engines. They're not much larger, but they sure do beef up the pace. They took about 200 miles in them, and we went through Crewe, Oxford, and Birmingham. And the country is very level and very well cultivated. There are practically no stones to be seen. The fences are nothing but hedges, and in some places there's the rail fences. The wagons are like one of our horse dump carts. Some have one hose in the staves and one ahead. There's a lot of sheep that are raised in England and quite a bit of cattle as well. We got into the station at Southampton about 12 o'clock and reached the camp about 2:30 in the morning. The tents were only made to hold about four, and they shoved 10 men in them. It's called Camp Rest. They send troops from France over here to rest, but we didn't get much of it. It's sure some bumhole. But when they finish it, it'll probably be a nice place. It's in the forest where Robin Hood used to roam, and there's a lot of holly around there. They have a big bar near the camp, and you can get all you want to drink. Southampton is quite a big place. There's lots of stores and big houses there. November 11th, Sunday. We got fooled out of our breakfast this morning and had to eat bread and jam with tea and cheese. We had an issue of corned beef cheese and bread today, and it was to last us for two meals. We left the camp at 10 o'clock and hiked it down to the docks and lay in the dock house until about 3 o'clock. When we boarded the ship at 4 o'clock, we left the dock and started to cross the channel. An airship came down in the water alongside of us. It was a French machine and had trouble with the engine, so we stopped for a while. We started again, but the battleship and the destroyers have got their flashlights going all the time looking for hostile aircrafts and subs. We're going to dock. The boat is traveling at 22 knots an hour, and it's making a hell of a lot of noise. November 11th, Monday, the Havre on Rest Camp Number 2. We reached Havre sometime during the night and lay at the dock until daylight when they started to unload. My squad was picked to take off the luggage, and it was some job. My feet are sore, and I have a couple of nice blisters on my heels. This camp is just like the one in England. We have those same little tents, and the feed is just about the same. I thought I would never get that far from the dock here, as my feet hurt me so much. They have stores and canteens and also a bar where you can buy beer, and it's good. I had a cupful, and it was very good. We're going to leave tonight. I've been talking with one of the English soldiers tonight, and it was rather interesting. I wrote to Mother tonight. November 12th at the Havre. We didn't leave last night, but are going to go down tonight for some time for sure. I'm on detail of some kind, but I don't know what. It has been just the same weather today, cloudy most of the time. It's that way every day, they say. EGH arrived this morning, and we're now ready to leave. November 13th. We left Havre about 4 o'clock this morning. They made us walk about 3 miles after being awake most of the night. Some hike. Believe me, my feet are in fierce shape. We're speeding along in fine style. They have fine railroads in France. We're eating corned beef, hardtack, and jam. November 14th. Somewhere in France. We're quartered in houses, and it sure does look funny. There's a cow barn, a hay barn, a horse wagon shed, and some chicken coops. All are in the same place. We had about 3 miles to walk from the train. My feet are some better, but not much. The boys have all gone to supper, but I'm not hungry. I've been eating all day. I'm going to go to bed. November 15th, somewhere in France. The day has been just the same. The roads are in awful muddy condition. We have to walk about 3/4 of a mile to our mess. My foot is no better. I'm going to go see the doctor just as soon as possible. The boys are showing up today. We're going to go to church tomorrow. I had beans for breakfast. We got some mail yesterday. I had 2 letters and 2 cards. I'm going to write home today. November 16th, Saturday. The weather's just the same. Rainy. We had rifle inspection this morning, and also a General Police Hepburn moved out of our room today. I had some beer and wine tonight, and saw some of the boys from headquarters today. We may move any time. November 17th, Sunday. I got up late for breakfast, as also we'll probably get the devil for missing Reveille. I did miss much on the breakfast, as they had corn willies and hardtack. I'm going on sick call with my foot, and also to church if I can. Monday, November 18th. The boys went over the hill today, but I didn't go. I went up on the hill and had a good feed on potatoes, meat, bread, onions, apple, and hardtack. Didn't work. Also had some beer. November 19th, Tuesday. I didn't drill today. I was on ration detail. I ate good today, and I had some beer tonight and went to the movies. November 20th, Wednesday. I trained today. I stayed in the billet all day. I got a can on with wine and brandy. November 21st, Thursday. I didn't drill today. I didn't feel good, and I had a hangover from last night. I just lay in the billet and sewed a pair of stripes on for Rudolph. I stayed in bed all afternoon. November 22nd, Friday. I didn't drill this morning. I went on sick call and had to rub my feet. I went out and drilled this afternoon. My feet are a little better. The drill is sure interesting. I went up to the wine room, but didn't get anything to drink. I'm now going to go to bed. November 29th. I went on guard, and it's Thanksgiving. We had a fine dinner. Turkey, mashed potatoes, boiled onions, sweet potatoes, bread and butter, and coffee. It was a nice day. We had lots to eat. December 3rd. We went to the field to drill with packs on and had a regular battle line thrown out. Had all the enemy sighted. Had a good time out of it. We didn't drill in the afternoon. I got a stove from the mess shack. December 4th. We got up at 5:30 and went up for breakfast. It was hard canned roast beef for breakfast, and the coffee was rotten. We started for the trenches. It's sure some hike. We dug the trenches for about 3 hours and started back. We had the band with us. They got the old major sore, and he gave us hell. We got back about 4 o'clock and had supper, the first meal since breakfast. December 5th. We didn't drill this morning. We went up after wood, and I got 4 letters this time. December 6th. Took another hike to the trenches today. Didn't have a damn bit of breakfast, though. It's kind of hard to wait until 3:30 for something to eat. December 8th. I wrote some letters tonight. A general is coming tomorrow, and they've got a new fellow in the room, and we're pretty well all around. December 9th. The damn old general didn't come after all. All the cleaning we did was for nothing. The captain has been talking about giving the people in the village a Christmas, but we're pretty hard up for money, and I don't know whether we'll have much luck or not. December 10th. I went on sick call this morning, and so I didn't go out with the company. I went up to shoot. They went over the hill to the main range. We went to the smaller one. December 12th. Went over to the trenches and made our attack on the 101st Regiment, and then had dinner in one of the field kitchens. The Major General spoke to us, and he's a fine speaker. We got back home at about 8 o'clock. December 13th. Didn't go out to the drill today. I was sick. The old woman gave me some medicine and it done me good. She made me some coffee and it was very good. The boys all went over to the trenches again today. December 14th. We had a very good time today. We had plenty to drink and we were all drunk and very happy. Tonight, El got paid, so you can see why we were having a good time. December 15th, Saturday. We were in the Chateau. I was on guard duty today, but haven't done much other than that. I had to cook for 3 men besides myself. December 16th, Sunday. I came back from guard today. I had a fun dinner. Clarence Platt came over to see me today. He had come from New Chateau. It's quite a long walk, and he let me have some money. I stayed until about 4 o'clock and had a good time with him. December 17th, Monday. We went out to drill in the snow today and got all wet. It snowed most of the morning and in the afternoon. It blew up cold and was very disagreeable. We had some bayonet work and some skirmish work as well. December 18th, Tuesday. We had skirmish work and bayonet work, and also made an attack on the Q and the HW, and it was sure some cold up on that hill. The wind blew like the devil. We took the hill according to the major. December 19th. We had some bayonet work this morning and this afternoon, and we were entrenched up on the hill E, T, and Q, and H as well. We were supposed to stop them from taking Lanville. I was on the flanks, and we captured 3 men and would have shot about a dozen more if we had ammunition. It was some wet up there lying in the snow. December 25th, Christmas in France, but not with packages from home as of yet. We have a tree all trimmed up and our stockings are hung up on it. We have had some things to eat today that was good. Some turkey, nuts, mashed potatoes, pie and bread and butter. The old lady gave us a bottle of wine today. I haven't felt good for a couple of days. It hasn't been like Christmas at home. Our Christmas in France, December 25th, 1917. December 28th. The fellows all went to the trenches today and it was snowing like the devil. The roads are full of snow and it's very hard traveling. They got back at about 4 o'clock Saturday morning, December 29th, and it was an awful trip. The trenches were full of snow and it's been terribly cold. Some of the boys have frozen feet and can't walk. Nigger Coons had some very bad feet. He has 4 toes that are frozen, 2 on each foot, 1 big toe and the next one on it, all on each foot. And his toes are black. When he came in, he could hardly walk, and we had to take off his shoes for him and get some snow for him to soak his feet in. And he sure has some bad feet. December 29th, got up for Reveille this morning. The first time for a week. We had a fine breakfast of fried potatoes, bacon, biscuit, and coffee. We had plenty of it, too. I went over to a place about 3 miles from Landerville and shovel stone on a Sunday. If the general knew about this, he'd raise hell. I got a letter from Hilda today. Rue La Chateau. December 30th. I missed breakfast this morning. All they had was bread and Cairo. I was mustered in about 8:30 and it's very cold. The company went out to drill, but I fell out and came back and came into the old woman's house to keep warm as there's no fire in our billet. January 1st, 1918. The first day of the new year and we've been on guard. And it's been real good and cold, and I'll bet I won't be on guard today, though. It sure did seem funny to be doing such a thing on New Year's Day. I haven't received my box from Hilda. I signed the December payroll today. They sent us up on the hill after stove for the kitchen. January 2nd. I came off guard duty today, and it's been very cold. I'm very tired, more so than ever before. Have had 1 fine feed today. Tonight, the old lady had some fried pig's heart for me, and it was fine. Had some cider and wine with it. I'm going to bed. January 3rd. We've been up on the hill today in the play trenches drilling. We were supposed to be defending them. We sent out patrols and the head posts. We had dinner up there, and it's been terribly cold, and the wind blew very hard. We came back at 3 o'clock. The old lady has been feeding me apples.
Beginning from inside of back cover, William Chapman, A Company, 167th Infantry, Camp Mills, South Carolina. Miss F. Wasterbarth, Baldwin Street, Meriden, Connecticut, USA. Parallel to Long Edge, Charles Watrous, Milford, Connecticut, New Haven Avenue. Parallel to Short Edge, 56 Walnut Street, West Haven, George H. Arnold, 70 Randolph Avenue, Meriden, Connecticut. Money lent out, Cole, $1. Gessner, $1. Humans, 25 cents. Humans, 10 cents. Gessner, $2. Geiger, 10 cents. Morgan, 10 cents. Gessner, 50 cents. Potter, $5. Money borrowed. Morgan, $5. Sully, $1. Morgan, $1. Company M, 101st MQ Battery. DeGroff, $1. Money lent out during our stay in the reserve camp. Kelly, $257. McCormick, $107. Siger, $107. Trombley, $37. Miss Naomi Q. Hobbs, 632 Barry Street, Baltimore, Maryland. Mr. Floyd B. Morris, Company C, Signal Corps, 101st Field Battalion, AET, Centerville, Maryland.